Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Flash Boys, A Wall Street Revolt by Michael Lewis, investigates how modern stock trading was reshaped by high-frequency trading and by market plumbing that most investors never see. Using reported accounts, regulatory context, and a character-driven narrative, Lewis follows a group of outsiders inside finance who notice puzzling changes in how trades execute, including prices moving just as an order arrives. The book frames these mysteries as symptoms of a market structure that rewards speed over service, where tiny time advantages can be converted into consistent profits. Lewis explains how exchanges, brokerages, and specialized trading firms evolved incentives around co-location, proprietary data feeds, and complex order types. At the center is an effort to build a fairer marketplace, led by figures who believe transparency and equal access should matter more than microseconds. The result is both a readable story and an accessible tour of the mechanics beneath everyday investing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how high-frequency trading changed the meaning of a stock market. A core topic is the shift from human-mediated trading floors to fragmented electronic markets where software competes at extreme speed. The book outlines how this transition created a new class of participants that profit from being first to see or act on information, not from long-term investment insight. By explaining basic concepts such as order routing, market makers, and the difference between displayed and hidden liquidity, the narrative shows why speed became a product sold to the highest bidder. Lewis connects this to a broader change in what investors think they are buying when they place an order. Instead of interacting with a single marketplace, an order is often sliced and routed across multiple venues, each with its own rules and incentives. This environment makes it possible for small timing edges to translate into reliable gains. The topic also highlights how the promise of cheaper, more efficient electronic trading can coexist with new kinds of complexity that obscure who benefits and who pays. The reader comes away with a practical sense of why the market can appear liquid and competitive while still allowing certain actors to extract value from the act of trading itself. Secondly, the hidden infrastructure that creates speed advantages, Lewis spends considerable attention on the physical and technical infrastructure that underpins modern finance. A major theme is that trading is not only about algorithms, but also about geography, cables, and latency. Firms pay to place servers close to exchange computers, buy premium data feeds that arrive faster than public quotes, and invest in microwave networks or specialized fiber routes to shave off fractions of a millisecond. The book uses these details to show how markets became engineering contests, where the ability to react first can matter more than the quality of a trade. This topic also clarifies why many everyday investors never notice the mechanism of disadvantage. The costs can be dispersed through slightly worse execution, tiny price movements, or routing decisions optimized for rebates rather than best outcomes. By linking speed advantages to tangible assets and contractual arrangements, the book demystifies the sense that the market is purely digital and abstract. It argues that unequal access is built into the pipes, and that understanding those pipes is essential for judging fairness. The broader takeaway is that market design choices can turn time itself into a commodity, creating a durable edge for those able to buy it. Thirdly, conflicted incentives among exchanges, brokers, and market venues. Another important topic is how the business models of exchanges and brokers can create conflicts with the interests of investors seeking good execution. Lewis describes an ecosystem where exchanges compete for order flow, sometimes by offering payment structures such as maker-taker rebates or by designing order types that cater to sophisticated traders. The book explores how brokers route orders, including the possibility that routing choices are influenced by payments, rebates, or relationships rather than purely by price improvement. This creates a situation where an investor may assume their broker is simply finding the best price, while the reality involves a web of incentives and technical rules. The narrative emphasizes that the market is fragmented into many venues, each advertising liquidity and low costs, yet each potentially enabling strategies that pick off slower traders. The topic also touches on the regulatory backdrop and the difficulty of supervising a system whose complexity is partly intentional. Instead of depicting wrongdoing as a single villainous act, the book suggests that structural incentives and opaque complexity can produce outcomes that feel rigged even when they conform to existing rules. The reader learns to ask concrete questions about execution quality, transparency, and how intermediaries are paid. Fourthly, discovery, whistleblowing, and the making of a Wall Street revolt. The book is driven by the experiences of individuals who notice anomalies and decide to investigate rather than accept them as unavoidable. This topic centers on the process of discovery, how traders, technologists, and salespeople compare notes, run experiments, and connect scattered clues across firms. Lewis portrays the barriers to understanding as significant. The language of market microstructure is technical, the data is costly, and the incentives to stay quiet are strong. Yet the narrative shows how persistent inquiry can reveal patterns, such as trades consistently moving against incoming orders, suggesting that some participants are anticipating or reacting faster than others. The revolt is not only against high-frequency traders, but also against complacency and the assumption that complexity equals sophistication. The characters challenge powerful institutions, endure reputational risk, and attempt to translate technical insights into something regulators and the public can understand. This topic emphasizes that reforms often begin with people who can bridge domains, finance and engineering, client service and market structure, ethics and business. It also highlights the moral argument at the heart of the story. Markets should serve capital formation and investor trust, not primarily reward those who can exploit microsecond advantages. Lastly, building a fair exchange and redefining what fairness means. A culminating topic is the effort to design a trading venue intended to reduce speed-based advantages and restore confidence in execution. Lewis explores the idea that fairness is not an abstract slogan but a set of engineering and rule choices. Concepts such as introducing a small, consistent delay, simplifying order types, and limiting certain forms of preferential access are presented as ways to narrow the gap between fast and slow participants. The book uses this initiative to probe what investors actually want from a market: transparent pricing, reliable liquidity, and confidence that their orders are not being anticipated. It also shows the practical challenges of competing with incumbent exchanges and persuading large institutions to change habits. Market participants must weigh convenience, liquidity, and network effects against the desire for cleaner mechanics. The broader discussion raises questions about regulation versus innovation, and whether meaningful reform can come from new entrants rather than only from rulemaking. This topic leaves the reader with a framework for evaluating market structure debates, look at who gains from complexity, how access is priced, and whether design choices align with the purpose of a public market. The fair exchange effort becomes a case study in applying ethical goals through concrete technical architecture. In conclusion, this book suits individual investors who want to understand why trade execution sometimes feels mysterious, finance professionals who rely on electronic markets but have not examined the plumbing, and policymakers or students looking for an accessible introduction to market structure. It benefits the reader by translating technical concepts such as routing, latency, and exchange incentives into a coherent story that connects mechanics to real-world outcomes. Even if you never place a trade yourself, the book sharpens your ability to question systems that claim neutrality while embedding paid advantages. It also encourages a healthier skepticism about complexity and about how intermediaries are compensated. Compared with many books on trading that focus on strategies or broad history, Flash Boys stands out for making microstructure readable through narrative reporting and clear stakes. It does not ask the reader to master math or code to grasp the core issues. Its value is in showing how incentives, technology, and regulation interact, and in presenting reform as something that can be designed, tested, and debated. For buyers choosing among finance bestsellers, this one offers practical insight into how markets actually operate today, not only how they are supposed to work. If you would like to support Michael Lewis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.